definition of settlement is anarchy. And for instance, for this part of the spectrum, the generic unitary system from here, the new part of it goes up to 3.2. And for very dynamics, we need to come back to it from set. So we are going to explore this part of the unitary spectrum, where the basic problem appears. So this is the program radiation that is perfectly fitting of the global radiation. And of course, we have a sort of a new map, again, small and social distances are of the correct size to have the show the minimum formation of structure in the universe. So, which is the problem that is created by the combination with the scenes. Well, first of all, we are going to be interested in what we call high end cosmic rays. That means those cosmic rays has an energy gateway that is this amount here, about 4 times the regulating electron volt. Although there is no complete agreement, there is no suggestion that these high end particles are possibly getting the air, particularly when we assume that they are problems for our calculation. The important observation is that they come to us in an isotropic distribution. So that means that they come from the intergalactic sources. There is no preferred point inside the galaxy where they come. So there's that manifest into an isotropic distribution. So they come from very far away. So then the propagation of these primary particles is affected by the cosmic sun radiation. In the sense that there is interaction between these photons of the radiation such that they produce secondary particles. So they lose energy when they cross the cosmos. So they cannot go very far from the source. So the bound in this mount is that the cosmic level energy above this amount cannot travel more than 10 megapascals. Basic effect is here that if you just the proper turbulence, the proper of the system, then you are seeing a photon of very high energy that will induce naturally the interreactions to the proton. And so the proton uses them in secondary particles of different types that they correspond to different parts of the spectrum. And which the most important of them is the photon pion production, which produces precisely this bound, which I even there, that's the particle cannot travel more than that distance. Now, the problem here is generated because astrophysicists have been unable to detect a source for these very dynamic particles, which are at least less than 100 megapascals mass. So it means that this particle comes from a much farther distance than 100 megapascals. So there is a problem that we are receiving right in the cosmic ray, which comes from very far away. So this is one of the groups, and actually they don't see the problem. This is the cutoff, this is the calculation that assuming that the source of uniformly distributed in the universe, and you get this theoretical product, this is very far. And the virus actually agree with this data, such as assuming this error part. However, there's a conflicting data coming from a gas experiment, which is this one. This is the same theoretical calculation. And this definitely agree that we however, here, there is a question of disagreement. Now, of course, that means that we should, of course, this the amount of the data that is probably this data will come up next year from here. And we, of course, apply the difference in the groups. Now, then in this talk, I will assume somehow that the Agassa data is correct. So there is some problem there in the region of Lake Tayoma. And we try to be correct. So this is very serious, because we don't need it. But the basic thing is that they will get the dispersion relation from using some analysis of loop mass of gravity. And they were going to use dispersion relation of this kind for fermions, and this dispersion relation for photons. And using this dispersion relation, modified dispersion relation, and standard physics for the nuclear processes, we are going to describe this in different part of the cosmic ray spectrum. But before going to that I want to mention an important conclusion that one gets from this kind of analysis compared to the coefficients of dispersion relations. The first thing to notice is that both experiments with Alaska and Tigris agree in the region just before the CPA bound. You see the region there? That region is well described by the theoretical computation that are available now. So this is completely a Lorentz imbalance. And moreover, in that region, the process that generates the spectrum is a pair creation, electron positron pair creation. So we have to assume then that in that region, the modified dispersion relation for a radiation, proton plus photon going to the electron positron pair, is just a conventional one. So there should not be any modification to the known physics that we that put a very strong bound on the parameter of the cell. This is one I want to mention. This is precisely what is said there. The original just say before the CPA bound, the dominant nuclear reaction is proton going to proton plus the pair of electron positron. So that energy goes up to 4 times 10 to the 19 electron volts. And so we require that the conditions for the reaction are not modified just in that function also to get the normal physics, standard physics, to get the right energy in the data. Now for the high energy part of the spectrum, that means less about this region, we need a substantial modification when we come to include the Agassa data. And so in that region, there is a different reaction, which is a photon plus proton going to prepare for photon production. And that can be done many times, that there is some resonances that they're going to find and so on. So on that, the photons are loaded, there are different channels that the photon production can be produced. And however, in that region, we need a substantial modification of the dispersion relation in such a way you can explain the Agassa. So this is the criteria to obtain the spectrum. In that region, no modification. The primary region, we need to get modification in the parameter for the dispersion relation for pines and copper. So this analysis applies to the pre-correction that is proposed by several groups as a way to explain the GCK that of the absence. And most of the group assume that this parameter, G is the actual universal parameter, which is the scale of LP, the plant. However, if one applies this kind of dispersion relation, not only the GCK part, and the GCK part is okay, it's precisely this modification can change the GCK absence, the GCK level of absence in this case. However, also we like to treat the fact that we know that all the dependent again at that region is just before the GCK bound. And the reaction there is the creation of electron positron. So when I apply this special relation, the creation of pairs of electron positron, and get a very strong bound for the coefficients, which is very many order of magnitude below the one that we have detected. This is for the rotation lens that in the plant length. So according to this analysis, this kind of cubic universal cubic correction is too large, because many, many other magnitudes they all get done. And one can apply this analysis to make all of the coefficients of the discretion relation, and actually only the one corresponding to the quadratic correction is not pulled out by this analysis. And moreover, that one is enough to move up the scale above that also. So the code will create the cosmic gravity. So that is basically two assumptions that are used by several groups in standard physics. So first of all, the surface that incorporates is still within the universe, in the simplification of also some of the isotropic response. And moreover, the generation class, which is FT for the sources, how the sources are decaying, is corrected by color law. Given by this equation here, where this is the energy related particle and this is the generation units. So, using those assumptions, which are the assumptions that everybody uses, one can then again modify spectrum. So, what we have done here? First of all, we have to define the function that take into account that the loss of memory of the cosmic ray when it interacts with the photon, and produce different reactions like the production, the body production, and so on. This is the first thing, and this is done using standard physics that we're using, gradually in distribution and so on. We can start a parameter taking from conventional equations. And however, there is a second complication. We come to the fact that this cosmic ray is actually rather long distance, so there is a energy that we have to the function of the universe into the consideration. And that there are some other complications to the equation. However, that can be incorporated, and that everyone gets an equivalent equation for the energies around the cluster of cosmic ray, which are related on Earth. And on those compilations, we then introduce this expression relation, modified expression relation, to get the modified expression. And what we get is this is we have. Which are the form that the is a modified spectrum and the data is as a data. This is amplified by the third power, so we are going just to the very small fraction of the spectrum, which is the most important for us. I learned the part of the spectrum. So this is the class amplified by the third power. And the three different maximum generation areas for the sources are shown. And the third one is the maximum generation area. And this is part two and part three. We are assuming that the coefficient of the modified coefficient of p squared, which is the expression relation, is this number. And you can see that the term is essentially a limited data by using a finite dimension area. By the way, the problems I showed at the beginning where they said that we are in the first. All of them assume infinite dimension area. Yes.
Could you remind us what where alpha comes in the expression relation?
Sorry?
Could you
write alpha, right? Alpha is the coefficient of p squared. Alpha is a term is expression relation. This a term is 1 plus alpha. this is a from another perspective on quantum field, which is this analysis. And you can see that, that we actually the anomaly, say, at least a lesser data. And we move the scale around to up from the infinite.
Yes. So this can be interpreted as a change in the maximum velocity for particles, right?
Yeah.
And isn't this number a little bit too big, because according to the Coleman black hole analysis, you know that the difference between maximum propagation speeds particles can be more than 10 to the minus 23.
No, it's the same problem.
So this is a variation in the scheme of life.
Yeah, for different parts. Right. So we go to the conclusion. I will mention some further conclusion to the topic. These are the basic systems to the cosmic relays. So that study the correlation mass and particles and photons in the quantum gravity. In this discussion, we use a correlation to the macroscopic propagation of particles. So classically, it's a thematic analysis of the different reactions taking place in the propagation of these high-energy photons. And sets one bound on the variability of the system. This is an important conclusion of the analysis, respecting the derivation of the spectrum itself. But the analysis of different reactions can produce a very small bound. So, we probably made some previous possibilities for the particular study of recreation in the linear field to the is produce a very strong bound on the variability of the variable in the linear space. So in this way, the only possibility is the open. For example, considering the function are correlational. So if you map that into the parameter of the in the last step, we produce a bound gap. But before closing, and I want to mention something which is not cosmic ray, but I think it's not very well known in the predictions, but it's related to very high-energy photons. And this I want to use the opportunity to mention also because it's interesting our software analysis done for the the thing I want to mention is that there is another process that can start, which are not cosmic rays, but are very high in particles coming to us, which is an archival part-time market, condition of 20 photons. They are coming from this house, 25, Markarian 31. It's a very energetic photon, the most energetic photon we have to see on it. We are around 20 million. And then one can apply this analysis to those photons. At the beginning, so this is the belief that the data was showing variation on fluorescent patterns. However, the fluorescent analysis has said that it's not the case to detect the particle fluorescent concentration, fluorescent. And so, we have repeated the analysis of this special relation and the process. And the process involved here is a little different. The photons are coming from my car, and I wish I can not put the cost of our gamma radiation photons, but what's called the fine infrared. It's the radiation that is exploring all the galaxies and also produces reaction. Actually, the reaction that produces also the radiation, of electrophosphine from Earth. And when one analyzes that reaction using the modified impression relation, actually, we get a very interesting machine because the power of the photons, there is a provision of the fluorescent effect. So, the impression relation I wrote for the photons obtain a term independent of the reason. This is P squared, K gamma squared. So they said that the bound is the bound object from that analysis of the Markarian is actually this is order of one. It's not very much restricted. So this is basically order of one. So this there is the very interesting possibility that so this precession was an assumption that this is a nuclear part very small but order one. So there is a very interesting possibility that for very much higher the photon, the energy photon, let's say 30 degree photon, then the universe will be transparent for one time of polarization, for one time of electricity, and not for the other. So the prediction will be, just this idea, that one should look at the polarization of the metallic photons and see if they can polarize the process. Because this reaction, gamma, going to gamma, let's say, far infrared, the creation of flares, restrict this parameter only in this region. So then the possibility is that this reaction can be produced in one channel, because in one entity, but not in the other. So then certain polarization will go through, but the other one will be stopped by this reaction. And one should show that possibility here, that is, look at the polarization of any type, any photon, indicated and maybe, and see that the polarization is produced because of this interaction. Of course, there will be other sources of polarization. The process where it was, where the photon was produced, but one should learn how to the difference between the polarization produced at the source from the polarization produced due to the interaction with the pan infrared photons. So let me close the talk by mentioning some future perspective. And the next is that we need, of course, more data. And they are probably coming in the near future. I talk about here that the school board from the engineer, the data will be released here, early next year. So we will have some new data there. And in fact, the statistics that we are going to produce will be much higher than the goals. Tegres and Alaska combined, because it's going to be very, very large area there in Argentina. So, we are getting more data from this kind of thing, from the other day, in the University Space Observatory, and all the invited colleagues. So this will increase our data accessibility for the data driving cosmic rays. We see there, I believe there is a cutoff or we need some modification pieces to play with around the data. Of course, on the non-theoretical side, we need to get more non-control detective theory, all these are very parameters that we fix by the underlying theory. And for that, of course, we need to systematically make the configurations. Importantly, the state will be there to clarify the status of the single asset that is taking quantum gravity. And because that will produce some relation for the coefficients of the regression relation. And this new data will include some bound on the gravity theory. And finally, let us decide if we want to vary the direction to the variation of particles. So let's get the variance of the quantum that we have. Thank you very much.
I wanted to clarify something. So the corrections that you showed for positive value, potential theoretical curves you showed for the positive spectrum, yes. Those were the non-quantum corrections, those were just corrections to the direction.
That's right. It was the only one that allowed us to believe where we
you went to a qubit, but you also you must have said something about force.
Yes, of course.
Those are the guys as well.
Right.
Well, just to say precisely what is the fact that you're saying when you measure it, is that the because a completely sphere by itself is not measured to one particle to the 22 degrees.
Yeah.
So when you say that if you interpret that as a measurement of the parameter alpha, what is the physical interpretation? Is the difference between the sphere by protons and the electrons?
Yeah.
For the quantum electrons. Yes, they have the same parameter alpha, all of them, with the same radio effect. Could it be an energy dependence rather than a species dependence?
Well, according to this analysis, if you really have your value, the special relation to the ring where we know gravitating, then you can only accept further powers into the energy. Because they are very much restricted by the species very strong bound. Why do we consider only integer powers?
So,
why do we only consider integer powers?
All the power higher words. Because we are finding the zero speed that we react to the integer and the speed that we have to find.
Any run for some vision for the next security year. I would like to talk about the work of Islamic collaboration with Montenegro from the Soviet China. I'm very happy to be here very much of one of you starting this Islamic collaboration for the business and what is playing in the two cycles. So basically, this is the plan of the talk. This is just a motivation for doing this collaboration. I will explain later, basically.